Matthew chapter 7. Judge not, that you be not judged. For with what judgment you judge, you shall be judged. And with what measure you give, it shall be given back to you again. And why do you look at the speck that is in your brother's eye, but do not consider the beam that is in your own eye? Or how will you say to your brother, "Let me pull the speck out of your eye, and look, a beam is in your own eye, you hypocrite"? First cast out the beam of your own eye, and then shall you see clearly to cast the mote out of your brother's eye. Give not that which is holy unto dogs, neither cast your pearls before pigs, lest they trample them under your feet, and turn again and rend you. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asks receives, and he that seeks finds, and to him that knocks it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you, of whom his son asks bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks fish, will he give him a serpent? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father in heaven give good things to them that ask him? Therefore all things whatever you would that men should do to you, do you even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets. Enter in at the strait gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many there be which go in there. Because strait is the gate, and narrow is the way which leads unto life, and few there be that find it. Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are marauding wolves. You shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree brings forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree brings forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that does not bring forth good fruit is cut down and is cast into the fire. Therefore by their fruits you shall know them. Not everyone who says to me, "Lord, Lord," shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that does the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, "Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, and in your name have cast out demons, and in your name done many wonderful works?" Then I will profess unto them, "I never knew you. Depart from me, you that work iniquity." Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that hears these sayings of mine and does not do them shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell. And great was the fall of it. And it came to pass, when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes.